News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Here we go. We continue slap dab in this beautiful run of weather along the Gulf Coast. 50 now, heading for a high in the 70s. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams joins us here shortly to talk more about our forecast. First thing we'll do, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. No accidents in the roadways and a pretty quiet start if you're traveling in from the eastern shore across the Bayway. So far, Daphne, Fairhope, Spanish Fort looking good. Mobile, you're clear. And again, if you're traveling Pritchard, Saraland, and Chickasaw, you won't find any delays. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing available, model 8377. See them at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be pleasant with temperatures around 70 degrees. Tonight, clear, lows in the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The Wharf Boat and Yacht Show returns to Orange Beach March 29th through the 31st with more than $150 million of marine inventory on display. 650 boats on trailers, 150 yachts in the water, all at the best prices of 2019, including sport fishing yachts, center consoles, really big center consoles, bay boats, pontoon boats, and personal watercraft. Plus, there are in-water boat training seminars from Boat US, fishing tackle and seminars, marine accessories and electronics, plus kids and ladies activities. Come see why the most boats are sold every year at the Wharf Boat and Yacht Show March 29th through the 31st.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
608 FM Talk 106.5 on this Thursday morning edition of Mobile Morning. Sean and Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic, and Kelly, she's got our headlines right here on Mobile Mornings.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Parole denied. Jerry Chatham is currently serving two life sentences for killing two Mobile County Sheriff's deputies more than four decades ago. On Wednesday, the Mobile County District Attorney's Office confirmed that Chatham was denied parole by the State Department of Pardons and Parole, which follows the recommendation of the state and the victim's families. According to the Corrections Department, Chatham led then Mobile County Sheriff Ronald Kelsey on a high-speed chase and fired a shotgun at Kelso's vehicle. When the sheriff called for backup, that's when Chatham and another man inside that vehicle, David Wilson, took off on foot near the Mississippi border. Backup deputies David Beck and Robert Stoltz then began to chase after the men. Chatham once again fired that shotgun, but this time he killed both sheriff's deputies. Chatham is 66 and he will be eligible for parole in 2024. To dial or to go hands-free. Every single time drivers get into their vehicles, that's the decision many make, and that decision impacts everyone on the road. This week, an Alabama House committee did clear a bill banning people from driving while holding a cell phone, with some exceptions. Representative Ellen Fairley introduced the bill following testimony from a woman whose daughter died in a distracted driving incident just last year. Now, Farley's bill follows a similar bill introduced in the Senate by Senator Jim McClendon. Drivers in violation of the proposed law, well, you would pay a $50 fine for your first offense, $100 for your second offense, and $150 for your third offense. As far as the exceptions, well, that includes using the phone as a navigational tool or a way to call 911 and first responders. Right now, though, keep in mind it is illegal to text and drive. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you, Kelly. 610 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Pretty special as well. Captain Bobby Abrascato joins us at 7:50 for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. But in addition, today expanded because we will be doing the drawing for the winner of the trip for you, two friends, full-day fishing trip with Captain Bobby, the custom-made rod, the chock-a-block full tackle box, and other goodies from FM Talk 106.5. That whole package, people have been entering into to this drawing by making their donation to the Officer Sean Tudor Memorial Fund over at mobilepd.org. You've gotten your return receipt email. That's your entry. And we'll let you know who won this morning, round 750.
I'm excited.
No, there we go. I have to press that button. There you go.
I'm excited about this. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah, it's been like a month and a half we've been doing this.
Yeah, so plenty of time to get your name in for the running and all for a good cause. I'm really excited to see who wins this.
Absolutely. That's happening at 750 this morning. Also, heads up here from our friends at CSpire. What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? One company to handle security, cloud, internet, and more. Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solution provider with over 500 service professionals, over 8,700 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud system in the entire world. With everything in a single managed IT portfolio, the result is a faster, more secure way to do business. From desktop to data center, CSpire Business will meet you wherever you are and take on your biggest business technology challenges. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire, customer inspired. 612 FM Talk 106.5. We'll talk some sports, and we've got Auburn hoops tipping off at 12:30 today.
That's right.
New Mexico State, the Lobos.
Actually, I led you wrong on that one. Not the Lobos.
Who
they are the
on?
Aggies.
The Aggies.
Correct.
How do you get Lobos and Aggies mixed up?
I think New Mexico.
One is agrarian. One is a wolf.
One would. I think the Aggie would win that battle for sure. But yeah, I don't know why I thought they were the Lobos. It was just
okay. So
stuck in
Aggies.
My head. Yeah. I mean, there are 368 teams out there, so I was bound to screw one of them up.
Yeah. I mean, come on, man. But Lobos and Aggies. Okay. So the Aggies of New Mexico. That's the game of the pregame starts at noon here at FM Talk 106.5. More on that on the way with sports with Dalton.
This information update and tasty handmade food are brought to you by Hardee's, because it tastes better at Hardee's.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A ticket purchased in Florida matched 5 Powerball numbers. That ticket is worth $1 million this morning. No one matched all 6, so the next drawing on Saturday is now worth $625 million. It's only the fourth time in history the Powerball jackpot has topped $600 million. Teachers in Alabama would get a pay raise in Governor Kay Ivey's budget rolled out on Wednesday. Finance Director Kelly Butler gave an overview of the governor's budgets. Prisons, mental health, and ALEA will see increases this year, as well as a 4% pay raise for teachers. One area that will see less funding is Medicaid. Plans are in the works to create a Blue Angels specialty license plate. 2 Florida lawmakers are expected to make an announcement about legislation to create that plate on board NAS Pensacola Friday. If approved, the Blue Angels specialty plate would join more than 120 others that Florida drivers can choose from. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Talking with my buddy Austin Key from Arrow Exterminators. And Austin, the talk of town is termites, man.
It is. We do live in one of the areas that has the largest Formosan termite pressure in the area.
And when that happens at home, it makes a lot of news in the neighborhood. So let's prevent us being that home.
Yeah, I would recommend reaching out to us. You know, you can call. We'll have a home evaluator come out and evaluate the house and do an inspection, then give you what it would take to put under a contract.
How does Aero protect our home from termites?
We use the Centricon colony elimination system.
So I've heard about Centricon. How does that work?
Well, we'll come in and put strategically placed stations around the perimeter of the house, and we come back and monitor those. It has active bait in it, so you have your active ingredient all year round.
All right, so we need to get y'all out right now, before swarming season gets here, which you always tell us is around Mother's Day. Get you out now to make that evaluation. How do we get in touch?
You can reach us at 888-GO-ARO or arrowexterminators.com.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com, and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Alabama basketball upset in the NIT. The first round of the NCAA tourney begins today, and South Alabama baseball scores 22 runs. It's a quarter after 6 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. After the Alabama Crimson Tide barely missed out on making the NCAA tournament field of 68, their season has ended earlier than expected in a first-round exit from the NIT tournament. The number one seed Tide were upset in overtime 80-79 last night by number eight seed Norfolk State. Alabama was a 15.5-point favorite going into the matchup in Tuscaloosa. Herbert Jones had 18 points to lead Bama. Alex Reese added 17 points and 7 rebounds. And Alabama's season ends with an 18-16 record. The two final men's NCAA tournament play-in games were played in Dayton, Ohio last night. In the first game, North Dakota State defeated the NC Central Eagles 78-74 in a showdown between the East Region's number 16 seeds. Tyson Ward led Buffalo with 23 points. The Bison will face the top-seeded Blue Devils on Friday. In the second game, Arizona State beat St. John 74-65 to move into the tournament as the West Region's number 11 seed.
And it is Arizona State with its first NCAA tournament victory in 10 years.
The Sun Devils will take on number 6 seed Buffalo tomorrow. The first round of the tournament officially begins today with Louisville facing Minnesota at 11:15 a.m. to kick off a day of 16 games. There are 4 SEC teams in action. LSU is the third seed in the East Region. The Tigers will take on number 14 seed Yale at 11:40 this morning. LSU is favored by 6.5 points in that matchup. Auburn is the number 5 seed in the Midwest. They'll play number 12 seed New Mexico State at 12:30 this afternoon. You can hear the call from Rod Bramlett and Sonny Smith right here on FM Talk 106.5 with the pregame show beginning at noon. Auburn coach Bruce Pearl says that New Mexico State is the real deal.
Just been very impressed with this New Mexico State team. You know, they've only lost 4 games this year. Coach Jans is 57-10.
The Tigers are favored to win by 5.5 points. Florida is the number 10 seed in the West. They're 2.5-point underdogs to number 7 seed Nevada. Tip-off is set at 5:50 tonight. And Kentucky is the Midwest's number 2 seed. They'll play 15 seed Abilene Christian at 6:10. The Wildcats are favored by 21.5 points. Tomorrow, 3 SEC teams have first-round games. Number 2 seed Tennessee will play 15 seed Colgate. 5 seed Mississippi State will play 12 seed Liberty. And 8 seed Ole Miss takes on 9 seed Oklahoma. After losing at New Orleans on Tuesday night, the South Alabama Jaguars baseball team got some revenge at home in Mobile last night. The Jags scored 17 runs in the first 3 innings and crushed they crushed them 22-7.
It's like a track meet.
It really was. It was a special win also for USA coach Mark Calvey, his 250th victory in South Alabama's dugout. Now the Jags head back out on the road for a 3-game Sun Belt series at Arkansas State. Game 1 is scheduled for tomorrow night at 6:30. In the NBA last night, James Harden scored 57 points, his second 50-point game this season, in a 126-125 overtime loss for Houston at Memphis. New Orleans was blown out at Orlando 119-96. Pelicans have now lost 7 of their past 8 games. Philadelphia beat Boston 118-115 behind a 37-point, 22-rebound game from Joel Embiid. Miami beat San Antonio 110-105. The Raptors won in overtime against the Thunder 123-114. And Portland topped Dallas 126-118. This Saturday in downtown Mobile, the Azalea Trail Run celebrates 42 years of running the streets of Mobile. Runners, walkers, and wheelchair athletes all welcome to take part. The race features 10K and 5K courses, plus a 2K fun run or walk, if that's what you want to do. The Azalea Trail Run Health and Fitness Expo opens to the public tomorrow with vendors, free screenings, music, and a Saturday post-race celebration. Find out more and register now at azaleatrailrun.org. 620 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
You know, and I probably did not see this sign when I was downtown yesterday evening. I went downtown for a theater production, and I did not see a sign at bars said, Kenyans drink free. Anything to keep the Kenyans from winning, right? Y'all come on to Kenyans. I did not see that sign. All right, 620 FM Talk 106.5. And while we're talking sports, coming up this morning, the odds of a perfect March Madness bracket are mathematically absurd. How absurd? We'll give you the numbers when we come back.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be pleasant with temperatures around 70 degrees. Tonight, clear, lows in the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
If you're ready to join the growing trend of tooling around town or the neighborhood in a golf cart, Cart Doctor says now is the time to buy during Cart Doctor's Spring Sale, featuring all street legal carts at the very best prices of the year. But hurry, these sale prices are good only through March. Street legal carts are fun, safe, and more convenient than your car. The golf cart lifestyle is becoming more popular. You see them everywhere, and with that popularity comes more cart ordinance enforcement. So be safe, be legal, be street legal with a new cart from Cart Doctor. Trisha and Steven are ready to make a deal, and you're sure to find the perfect cart from their enormous inventory with brands like Tomberlin, Star, and the all-new Icon models. All street legal and all on sale now. Choose from standard carts or upgrade to luxury models. Join the golf cart lifestyle at a great price now at Cart Doctor on Highway 90 in Theodore, Alabama's only Tomberlin and Icon dealer. Cart Doctor.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, westbound on 90 at the 33.5-mile marker on the Cochran Bridge in Mobile. You've got an accident blocking a left-hand lane. As you're traveling over the Bayway, the causeway still looks good from Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort. Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffitt Road in Mobile. They've got great deals on their 2018 display models. Ask about their free furniture packages with your new home. Pre-qualify by calling 649-2077. Regional Home Center of Mobile. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 622 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Glad to have you here. Dr. Bill joins us about 15 minutes, not even 13 minutes from right now. More on our forecast for today and the weekend ahead. And another great event. You know, you look to Cottage Hill Package, always got great stuff going on. And tonight, Pop's Craft Brewery free tasting going on. Now, once again, this is in the lounge in the back of Cottage Hill Package. So you could actually go in through the side door, but if you went in through the front, you just keep on walking back past the wines and the liquors, and then past the craft beer freezer cave thing there on your left, and keep on going. That door right in front of you, that leads you to the lounge in the back with the beautiful wood bar and the leather furniture. And tonight, it'll be Tara from Props Craft Brewery out of Fort Walton. They'll be there with samples of their Dos Palitos Mexican-style lager, their Flying Coffin IPA, their Blonde Bomber Blonde Ale. Get it? It's a theme here with Props Craft Brewery.
Yeah, it's like I see that now.
Like, you know, like a prop on there. Okay. So, yes, that's happening tonight, and free samples, of course, and probably your chance to grab some swag from that brewery. Nice thing about it is, with so many cool new craft beers coming out, I'm like you, it's tough to say. Like, I look at a six-pack of something new, and I go, I have no idea if I'm going to like that, and I'm not going to buy it and have five that I don't drink. So you go out, you sample one of these beers, you like it, then you get the six-pack. It's pretty cool. Once again, that is tonight, Cottage Hill Package from 6 to 8, free event with Props Craft Brewery out of Fort Walton. They're online at cottagehillpackage.com. Like them on Facebook, or best yet, go see them in person, corner of Cottage Hill and Hillcrest. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. New information this morning in a recent double murder here in the Port City, as a second man has been arrested early Wednesday morning. We now know the reason as to why shots were fired. What should have been a friendly game of dice turned into a deadly argument last week on Dolphin Island Parkway here in Mobile. 33-year-old Jerome Williams, he is the second man arrested in connection to the shootings. Last week, his 29-year-old brother, Cedric Williams, he was accused of the murders as well, according to jail records. Two people were killed in that shooting and three injured. One of the men killed was hit by a stray bullet As he walked down the street, he was not even playing dice with that group. So Cedric faced an arraignment hearing on Wednesday and was denied a reduction of his $100,000 bond. In addition to the two murders, he's also accused of two counts of assault. His next court appearance will be a preliminary hearing April the 11th at 9 a.m. Let's talk technology this morning and Facebook, as Facebook tries to do its best to stay out of hot water and avoid further discrimination lawsuits. The social media giant says that they will no longer allow the targeting of users based on their age, their sex, or their zip code when it comes to ads and housing, employment, and credit. The company thus far has already barred ethnic affinity-based marketing, and now this new decision prohibits marketers from selectively advertising to people. Also, the company will now allow the National Fair Housing Alliance to publicize citizens' rights on their platform. Right now, Facebook is in the midst of handling multiple discrimination lawsuits. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
You know, the kind of an innocuous flip side of that is interesting. And if you are somebody who has a surname that's of some kind of Celtic origin, let me know, do you get the same thing? I haven't seen it in a while, so maybe they changed. But for the longest time, not because I searched any ad, just Facebook would say, you get something like, get your Sullivan St. Patrick's Day t-shirt, or get some Guinness pint glasses with your name on it. They would add, you know how Facebook has the embed ads they've suggested for you, mm-hmm. and that would go on time and time again.
That is some profiling right there.
That's fine, though. I mean, look at the like QVC and those shopping channels. Mm-hmm. They profile the heck out of people with Irish surnames. It's like, oh, it's St. Patrick's Day for the next 6 months. Here's a bunch of sweaters and collectible stuff that you can get.
Yeah, they weren't like offering me bratwursts or sauerkraut. I got Orwig is my last name. I mean, I'd like to be profiled for once.
There you go. Well, let's work on it. Facebook, come on, Zuckerberg. Let's do something here. And also, let's give you the number as you fill out your bracket and feel like, hey, man, I got this on lock.
Yeah, I'm going to win this year.
Okay. The first round of March Madness starts today, so make sure you have your bracket handy so you can watch it bust. It's not a joke. The chances are it happens today during the first 16 games. Most people bust out on day one.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's fair?
Oh, yeah. That's usually me. And then the one year that I'll have a good day one, day two just falls apart for me.
Okay, because even if you think you've put together the perfect bracket, let me go ahead and tell you, you didn't. And I don't know anything about it other than that you didn't. The odds are mathematically absurd for it to happen. For starters, at least according to, who was it, a PR Newswire, it has never been done. Never been done. The actual odds are complicated to determine, but in simple math, the odds of a perfect bracket are 1 in 9.2 quintillion. That's 17 zeros, y'all.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A car crashed into a weigh station on the Alabama-Mississippi state line early this morning. Happened at a weigh station eastbound on Interstate 10. Bond is set at $6 million for a man described as a dangerous white supremacist. Investigators say Joshua Edwards is part of the Aryan Brotherhood. Of Monday night, Edwards allegedly carjacked and abducted a black woman at gunpoint at a Pensacola gas station. There is a new push to stop a teen tobacco trend in Alabama. Representatives Barbara Drummond and Shane Stringer, both from Mobile, introduced what they're calling the vaping bill in Montgomery. The bill would prohibit businesses from selling vape products to minors. The names of two hurricanes that devastated parts of Florida, the Carolinas, and Virginia last year have been retired. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says the names Florence and Michael will be replaced with Francine and Milton. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Are you a business owner? Have you ever considered selling your business? At some time or another, every owner must consider exit strategies and should take maximum advantage of favorable conditions. Don't wait for uncontrollable circumstances or the market to make these critical decisions for you. Transworld's mergers and acquisitions team can guide you through every step of the process. Contact Transworld of Mobile for a no-obligation consultation or visit tworld.com/mobile. Our value is maximizing your value. Old Time Feed says it's time. Time for planting tomatoes, lettuces, seasonal vegetables, and time to fertilize your citrus. Start now before heat and drought stress your new plantings. It's also time to control and prevent weeds and finally eradicate those awful mosquitoes. Ask about the Spartan Mosquito Kit. Customers are raving about it. Get all you need for yard and garden supplies from the friendly experts, Cecil and his staff at Old Time Feed in Fairhope, where the smiles bloom as soon as you walk in the door. Old Time Feed.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Don't fight addiction alone. Their advisors are ready to take your call. Your future is still a bright place. The help you need could be one call away. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there could be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There is no need to let addiction ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call your addiction team at 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Make the free call now. 800-410-4036. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
New Zealand is moving ahead with a ban on the sale and possession of what are being called military-style automatic weapons and magazine clips, even before all of the 50 victims of the mosque gun massacres have been buried. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
The effect of this will mean that no one will be able to buy these weapons without a permit to procure from the police. I can assure people there is no point in applying for such a permit.
Boeing finds itself the focus of several probes this morning, the result of two of its latest 737 model passenger jets crashing. The Justice Department has questions, as Jessica Schneider reports.
Criminal investigators want information from Boeing on its safety and certification procedures for the 737 MAX, including details on its training manuals for pilots, plus how the company marketed the aircrafts.
The Senate also calling on Boeing executives to testify. Mississippi today outlaws most abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected about 6 weeks into pregnancy. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Top CEOs are reporting that their economic outlook weakened in the first 3 months of the year, although it remains above its historical average. The Business Roundtable, a lobbying organization of major company CEOs, also says its first quarter survey showed strong support for Congress to create a new national law governing consumer data privacy. A judge has blocked oil and gas drilling on almost 500 square miles in Wyoming and says the government must consider cumulative climate change impacts of leasing public lands across the U.S. for energy development. The order marks the latest in a string of court rulings over the past decade, faulting the government's consideration of emissions when issuing energy leases. But the judge appeared to go further, saying the U.S. must consider emissions nationwide. Crude oil down 27 cents at $59.96 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are mixed after stocks closed mixed yesterday. That's Your Money Now.
Easy-to-clean laminate floors make spring cleaning a breeze. At Lumber Liquidators, make it even easier with our best price guarantee. Right now, get our best-selling Woodlook laminate floors on sale up to 33% off. You can even get water-resistant laminate starting at just $1.99. Or easy-to-clean waterproof flooring up to 20% off. And let our professional installation contractors do the work for you. Special financing makes it easy to start your project today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
This weekend, don't miss the Festival of Flowers at the Providence Hospital campus featuring the Dutch Gardens, a canal, working water wheel, and Dutch windmill. Dutch Gardens featuring artist Brent Smith, free garden and home seminars, Bellengrath Gardens, tulip accented spectacular display, Gardener's Galleria, and vendor marketplace, plus Sunday is Family Fun Day. The Festival of Flowers benefiting Providence Hospital's cardiac care unit and sponsored by Providence Hospital Foundation and Wells Fargo. Tickets call 251-539-2050 or online festivaloflowers.com.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Before we get into our forecast here at home, you and I were talking a little bit during the news break. It's just looking at the videos and the still images and the reporting from Nebraska on flooding. Holy cow.
Yeah, it's amazing that all those rivers coming into the Missouri River, and it's an awesome sight. They had rainfall that was way above normal, and we're also getting snow melt added into it, and that's going to continue for some time. And then we have another storm system coming in off the California coast that will be spreading rain into that area over the next couple of days. So things don't look too good right now.
Yeah, looking at me, and the river systems that are flooded, I spent some time out in Nebraska, and I've got the Missouri River and the Platte River. Missouri River, I guess, significant. Platte River, a lot of places, I guess to compare it back here to Alabama, y'all, you can walk across with a pair of waders. You can walk across the Platte River in a lot of places. Yeah. So it doesn't hold a bunch of water before it spills out and goes everywhere.
Yeah, and the pictures of the area covered with water.
It's unreal.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I guess because some of the topography there, if the water rises by 2 feet or 3 feet, it can go miles at that depth.
Yeah, that's the case, too, and that also happens up in the Dakotas, the Red River of the north and North Dakota area is so flat that it normally floods in the spring, but now when you look at the amount of snow that they did have up in that area, that's going to be a real problem.
I guess that's also a good takeaway for us. While we had a very mild winter here, you kept pointing out through the winter, hey, that's because we're being, you know, protected here by the way the jet stream is. And they had gotten some significant snow and cold weather in the north.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, had some pretty cold winter from the Great Lakes on into New England, including the northern Great Plains. And everything up there was to the north of the jet stream where all the cold air is. And we had a big high-pressure system. One after another would come south, then turn east. And they didn't plunge down to the Gulf Coast. That's when we get some of our really brutal temperatures. That did not happen in our area.
Well, winter is in our rear view here, at least by the calendar, and we're into spring now, Dr. Bill. What about today? What about the weekend to come?
Yeah, we're really going to get a little bit of a reinforcement of the cool, dry air that we've had over the last few days. And that's going to be coming in today, and we'll keep those temperatures, in the low 70s and then into the 40s at night. But over the weekend, we'll begin to push into the mid-70s. And I don't see any rain now until about Monday. So today should be around 70 degrees and sunny. Tonight, clear. We'll see lows tonight in the low to mid-40s. Normal low's about 50, so that's quite a bit below normal. And then tomorrow, we'll warm up about 72 and sunny for tomorrow afternoon. For the weekend, it looks good all the way through. Saturday, sunny at about 75, mostly sunny, 75 on Sunday. Clouds will start moving in Sunday night, and it looks like Monday will be partly cloudy, with some scattered showers and a high in the mid-70s.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. You know, Dalton, we were talking about the odds of having a perfect bracket. Let's do a little compare and contrast because
okay.
Powerball in the news, of course, now at $625 million after no one picked the winning numbers in last night's drawing. Four tickets sold in Florida, Kentucky, New Jersey, and South Carolina match five of the numbers, and they'll get $1 million each for that. The winning numbers in the Powerball game were 10, 14, 50, 53. 63 and the Powerball, 21 in the Power Play. I don't even know what that is. It's two. Estimated jackpot was for the drawing was 550. So next drawing is going to be held Saturday night, and they're expecting this to be $625 million
Holy
for that
cow.
Drawing. All right, so your odds of, because I pointed out, so let's go back to doing the perfect bracket. I hate to ruin this for you as you're filling out your bracket and finalizing today, this morning, getting ready for the start of March Madness, but the simple math version says a perfect bracket, the chances of filling out a perfect bracket are 1 in 9.2 quintillion. That is with 17 zeros. 1 in 9.2 quintillion, your odds of having a perfect bracket. Your odds of winning the Powerball is like 1 in 290 million.
So
you have a lot better chance of winning the Powerball than you do filling out the perfect bracket.
So the next time someone sees that, Warren Buffett, he's going to give $1 million per year for life to one of his, 300,000 employees
yes.
if he gets it correct?
Yes.
He's just playing a game.
Yeah,
he knows you're not going to get it.
He's a master of a hedge.
Well,
that's a smart one.
I've got my file for it, so if anyone wants to hear what the first one to ever get it perfectly correct, I'd be happy to let
you're going to be the person that busts that that mathematical impossibility.
Yep, okay, I sure am.
Very good. We'll talk about that coming up. We'll talk sports with Dalton. Also, Kelly's got her headlines, and right now we'll check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, 90 westbound at the 33.5-mile marker, Cochrane Bridge heading north, getting onto the bridge. They've got an accident. Left lane's blocked off, so be careful. Also, another accident, Schillage Road North and Ziegler Boulevard, as state troopers are clear. Starting the new year on the wellness plan, how about eliminating some stress by visiting the newly renovated spa at the Grand Hotel in Point Clear? Enjoy a treatment from the spa and salon, a 20,000-square-foot European spa and fitness center. Make your reservations at grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
641 FM Talk 106.5 and headline time. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Thoughts and prayers are surrounding Spring Hill College this morning after a student there suddenly dies. Sophomore student Caroline Elizabeth Lewis passed away in her dorm room from natural causes Monday, March 18th. Lewis was a member of the women's soccer team, and she was majoring in management accounting. She attended high school in Colorado before coming to the Port City to continue her studies at the college. There is a memorial service that has been planned on campus for students to celebrate Caroline's life. The service is today at 4 p.m. at the St. Joseph Chapel. You also can leave your notes and thoughts in condolences on social media, as the page has been set up to receive all of your prayers. More than 120,000 Alabama residents receive assistance via the WIC program each month, and soon we'll see changes to that program. The state's first eWIC electronic benefits card is coming our way. So by August, all counties in the state of Alabama will utilize a new system allowing for WIC-approved foods to be automatically entered onto that card, which will be used similar to a debit card. That card will replace the current paper-based system and cash value vouchers, which are used at WIC-authorized stores. So these cards will allow for smoother transactions at the grocery store and less stigma for those receiving assistance, as well as automatic electronic payments for vendors. In 2018, participants redeemed nearly $97 million in food at WIC-authorized stores statewide. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
If you're trying to sell property and your potential clients just can't see the trees through the forest, call Mako Forestry Service, clearing and removing property underbrush for over 21 years. And nobody has the amount and variety of equipment, including amphibious equipment, large rubber tire carriers, and excavators of all sizes, and a whole lot more. Mako will get your job done on budget and on schedule. So call for a free and fair estimate, 747-1802. Mako Forestry, turning your canvas into a work of art.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000-square-foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A ticket purchased in Florida matched five Powerball numbers. That ticket is worth $1 million this morning. No one matched all six, so the next drawing on Saturday is now worth $625 million. It's only the fourth time in history the Powerball jackpot has topped $600 million. Teachers in Alabama would get a pay raise in Governor Kay Ivey's budget rolled out on Wednesday. Finance Director Kelly Butler gave an overview of the governor's budgets. Prisons, mental health, and ALEA will see increases this year, as well as a 4% pay raise for teachers. One area that will see less funding is Medicaid. Plans are in the works to create a Blue Angels specialty license plate. Two Florida lawmakers are expected to make an announcement about legislation to create that plate on board NAS Pensacola Friday. If approved, the Blue Angels specialty plate would join more than 120 others that Florida drivers can choose from. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Alabama basketball upset in the NIT. The first round of the NCAA tournament begins today, and South Alabama scores 22 runs. It's a quarter till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. After the Alabama Crimson Tide barely missed out on making the NCAA tournament field of 68, their season has ended earlier than expected in a first-round exit from the NIT tournament. The number one seed Tide were upset in overtime 80-79 last night by number eight seed Norfolk State. Alabama was a 15.5-point favorite going into the matchup in Tuscaloosa. Herbert Jones had 18 points to lead Bama. Alex Reese added 17 points and 7 rebounds. And Alabama's season ends with an 18-16 record. The two final men's NCAA tournament play-in games were in Dayton, Ohio last night. In the first game, North Dakota State defeated the NC Central Eagles 78-74 in a showdown between the East Region's number 16 seeds. Tyson Ward led North Dakota State with 23 points. They'll face the top-seeded Blue Devils on Friday. In the second game, Arizona State beat St. John's 74-65 to move into the tournament as the West Region's number 11 seed. And the file's not playing. Just as expected. The Sun Devils will keep playing. They'll take on number six seed Buffalo tomorrow. The first round of the tournament officially begins today with Louisville facing Minnesota at 11:15 a.m. to kick off a day of 16 games. There are four SEC teams in action. LSU's the third seed in the East Region. The Tigers will take on 14 seed Yale at 11:40 this morning. LSU's favored by 6.5 points. Auburn's the five seed in the Midwest. They'll play 12 seed New Mexico State at 12:30 this afternoon. You can hear the call from Rod Bramlett and Sonny Smith right here on FM Talk 106.5 with the pregame show beginning at noon. The Tigers are favored to win by 5.5 points. Florida's the number 10 seed in the West. They're 2.5-point underdogs to 7 seed Nevada. Tip-off set for 5:50 tonight. And Kentucky's the Midwest's number 2 seed. They'll play 15 seed Abilene Christian at 6:10. The Wildcats are favored by 21.5 points. After losing at New Orleans on Tuesday night, the South Alabama Jaguars baseball team got some revenge at home in Mobile last night. The Jags scored 17 runs in the first three innings, and they crushed the Privateers 22-7. It was a special win for USA coach Mark Calvi, his 250th victory in South Alabama's dugout. Now the Jags head back out on the road for a three-game Sun Belt series at Arkansas State. Game one is scheduled for tomorrow night at 6:30. In the NBA last night, James Harden scored 57 points, his second 50-point game this season, in a Rockets 126-125 overtime loss at Memphis. New Orleans was blown out at Orlando 119-96. The Pelicans have now lost 7 of their past 8 games. Philadelphia beat Boston 118-115 behind a 37-point 22-rebound game from Joel Embiid. Miami beat San Antonio 110-105. The Raptors won in overtime against the Thunder 123-114. And Cleveland upset Milwaukee 107-102. This Saturday in downtown Mobile, the Azalea Trail Run celebrates 42 years of running the streets of Mobile. Runners, walkers, and wheelchair athletes are all welcome to take part. The race features 10K and 5K courses, plus a 2K fun run or walk. The Azalea Trail Run Health and Fitness Expo opens to the public tomorrow with vendors, free screenings, music, and a Saturday post-race celebration. You can find out more and register at azaleatrailrun.org. 10 minutes till 7, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m. with 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. From the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, still working in action off of Schillinger Road and Ziegler Boulevard in westbound Long 90. Right at Concrete Bridge is heading northbound onto the bridge. You've got an accident, crash blocking a left-hand lane. Wreckers are on the scene. Shouldn't be there for too much longer. From this day forward, imagine affordable elegance with Four Diamond Luxury. Let the Battle House Hotel turn a dream wedding into reality by entering the majestic crystal ballroom through the grand marble staircase. They can help organize every detail of your special day. Call 338-5441. And I'm with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Virtual Wallet from PNC helps make it easier to see what you're spending, stash more into savings, and stay on top of your money with a single tap. Virtual Wallet for digital banking. It's time for a change. From PNC, bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be pleasant with temperatures around 70 degrees. Tonight, clear, lows in the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit. Until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Call today.
652 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings, just about an hour away from Captain Bobby Averscato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, plus special event this morning, the drawing for the winner of that fishing trip for three, so you and two friends, plus the custom-made rod, the chock-a-block full tackle box, and the other goodies from FM Talk 106.5. Those people that made the donation to the Officer Sean Tudor Memorial Fund over at mobilepd.org were entered. Holding on to your return receipt emails, and we'll do that drawing this morning. And speaking of boats, too, the Wharf Boat and Yacht Show returns to beautiful Orange Beach March 29th through 31st. It's the premier boat show on the Gulf Coast with more than $150 million of marine inventory on display, 650 boats on trailers, 150 boats in the water, and the best prices of 2019. New this year are in-water boat training seminars from Boat US. There's something that I'm really glad to see here. You got just a few hours on the water training. Could take so much stress out of boating and fishing. Dockside and handling your boat in tight situations can take all the fun out of boating, but with some hands-on training, you'll have a lot more confidence and you enjoy using your new boat a lot more. You check that out. It's just part of what's going on at the Wharf Boat and Yacht Show, plus everything from coastal living and lifestyle, fishing tackle, seminars, marine accessories, activities for the kids. You come see why the most boats sold every year are sold at the Wharf Boat and Yacht Show, March 29th through 31st. Skip the line, get your tickets online at wharfboatshow.com, or make sure to go see them on Facebook. 6:53, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Talk about Go Jags. The University of South Alabama's College of Engineering is celebrating a very generous gift this morning. William B. Bill Burnsett Jr. is a 1972 graduate of the school's College of Engineering, and he has donated $1.5 million to the college's Department of Mechanical Engineering, which now will be known as the William B. Burnsett Jr. Department of Mechanical Engineering. The school says this gift will enhance the College of Engineering's ability to provide the highest quality instruction, conduct innovative research, and provide valuable service to the community. Mr. Burnsett Jr. says, I had always planned on giving back to South. I never would have gotten to where I am today if I had not received my engineering degree, and South best fit my needs to be able to accomplish this. If you love Lifeway Christian Resources Bookstore, they're closing their doors. That means 170 stores this year, well, close their doors. But there's good news. Even though they're closing their doors across the state, you can still order online from their website, or you can call their toll-free number. The move is being called a, quote, strategic shift of resources to a dynamic digital strategy. Lifeway has 10 locations across the state of Alabama. They've been selling Bibles, Christian media, Bible studies, children's products, gifts, and church supplies, and more since 1891. The company says that they currently, though, distribute resources in 164 nations and in more than 60 languages, and that's why they want to make sure that they take care of their digital strategy. The reason is because the foot traffic in their stores plummeted. So, in 1 month, company officials say that Lifeway interacts with 5 times as many people through their digital services as they do in the stores. Lifeway's operating expenses exceeded sales by $35.5 million in 2017. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 656 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Thursday. Talking about brackets with March Madness starting today. You said you were looking at a graphic. Is it an inverse U-curve? Explain what this is.
Yeah, so, you know, I follow some sports people on Twitter, and right. I saw one of the most math-forward sports people here. Saban Analytics is his Twitter feed.
Well, of course it is.
And it's Saban with an I,
oh,
S-A-B-I-N.
Okay.
I don't know who would spell Nick Saban that way.
Yeah, why would he misspell it?
But he was tweeting yesterday about an article from Significance Magazine, which I'm sure you've already checked
Page
out.
Page-Turner.
Their February
Turner.
Issue.
Oh, yes.
And it's talking about the March Madness, and I guess in 2001, this psychologist, Tina Kiesler, had this, she had a group of people, some that knew nothing about college basketball and some that knew a lot, but she found that there was an inverted U-curve relationship between basketball knowledge and performance on picking game winners in the NCAA tournament. So they took, I think, 25 questions, and they tested these people on their knowledge of college basketball.
Okay.
And that's exactly what they found. After they registered how much they knew about the game of basketball and had them fill out brackets, they found that the people that knew little about basketball had low pick accuracy in the bracket, and those that had a high knowledge of college basketball also had just as low of pick accuracy in the March Madness bracket. And she said that's because the people that are kind of there in the middle, they know enough to not pick any crazy 16 seed upsets over one seeds, but they also took into account how the team played that year overall, rather than picking them apart little pieces by little pieces and forecasting what they think would happen. They just did better on the March Madness.
So the old, knowing just enough to be dangerous is actually good for your bracket picks?
It is for March Madness.
How about that? All right, 657 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with News 5 next.